Okay, this is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and that throbbing sound means he's back. It's time for our regular roundup of memes, trends, and viral culture called Here's What's Awesome, aggregated by our very own awesomator and HBR digital host Brady Carlson. Brady, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
It's nice to be here. Good to see you.
Big story from social networks this week, hacking.
Yeah,
got hit
all over the place. eHarmony got hacked, Last.fm, the music site got hacked, LinkedIn passwords, millions of passwords all hacked and posted on this forum for hackers. And at first glance, you think, okay, like, not much personal information there. You know, there was that funny line in The Onion, oh no, someone might have gained access to all my public information, right? You know, so you think, all right, not that big a deal. But most of us use the same password for kind of everything. So if you have access to the Last.fm password, maybe you have access to somebody's banking password.
No, you've just sunk my game.
Yeah,
right there.
I mean, security is one of those things. It's kind of a conundrum. It's important, but most of us don't want to figure out 400 different passwords for all the sites we use. So we still have to figure out how to thread that needle.
So let's check in with Facebook, the company's IPO a few weeks ago. Not exactly a smash hit.
To put stock, it mildly.
Stock down about, what, 30%
something
since?
Like that.
You've been following a couple of some under-the-radar Facebook news, including something called promoted posts. Now, what is that?
Yeah, well, anybody who manages a page, you know, for a business, a group, a band, whatever, you now have the option to pay to have a post linger in your followers' news feeds for a couple of days. You get this message that says, it's like 10, 15 bucks. It says, get more people who like your page to see this post. Twitter actually has a similar feature. They say their ad model is working better than expectations. And Facebook, which uses the more traditional ad, sort of in the side, mm-hmm. the right-hand column, their model has worked worse than expectations. So you can see they're thinking, you know, in this public era, this stock era, maybe we better try something different. I wonder if they're running a risk, though, because you know, the more people have this perception that there's a pay-to-play going on, that they're only going to see things that are promoted, the less enticing that is, because you're just going to have advertising thrown at you. So that's what users are going to start to think. Facebook says actually about 16% of fans ever see the normal posts anyway. I have noticed, and this is anecdotal, it's certainly not research, that on the pages I manage for this station mm-hmm. and for the show, that I'm actually seeing views dropping. It's down to 12 or 13%. I'd be curious to see what other page managers are seeing, whether they're seeing a bump up or not. But I'm just wondering, you know, how much that's really going to pan out the way they say it will.
Well, Facebook also had a vote on a new privacy setting. Now, how did that one go?
Did anybody even know what
happened?
Well,
see, that's what I'm thinking. You were talking about drops in Facebook views, I guess. You know, not exactly decision 2012.
No. There was the turnout was something like 0.038% of Facebook's user base. So, you know, somewhere around 342,000 people. They had talked, remember they talked a couple of years ago about how this was going to be a community effort, that
right.
we're only going to run things by people and we're going to get buy-in before we make any changes. Yeah, no.
Well, was the whole election or the whole decision and the vote brought about by users or by Facebook?
This was a change they proposed to the privacy policy, and the terms of service say that if 30% of users vote on any privacy changes, then they'll go with the what the users have said. They didn't get that much, so now, you know, when the turnout is too low, then the company gets to do what it wants. So that's what they're going to do.
Okay, so we're on to another Democratic institution, petitions. Now, I understand that the Republican National Committee this week felt the wrath of the internets when they attempted to circulate an online petition about health care.
Yeah, the idea was to get everyone who wanted to repeal the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a.
Yep.
Obamacare, to sign this online petition. And as each new name came in, this printer would print out a physical sheet of paper with their name on it, and there was a live camera that was streaming as each new page came out. Well, as soon as the internet started to figure out that this was happening, they started to, well, let me put it this way. Either people put in fake names, or there is someone in America named Buddy McButterbutt who wants to repeal Obamacare really badly. The NRCC said the project was still worth it because they made contact with enough real names, real people who they can work with during the campaign. That said, it still may be a case where all press is not necessarily good press.
I always wondered what happened to old Buddy. We're talking with NHPR's All Things Considered host and digital host, Brady Carlson. He's joining us with his latest round of What is Awesome on the Web. Okay, so another trending topic online, teacup pigs. Now,
aww,
these are little teeny weeny
so
pigs.
Cute.
And what could maybe be called a sequel to Kingsford? Now, this is a tiny black teacup piglet that millions viewed on an ocean swim. We now have a new piglet star.
And this little guy has the best name for a miniature pig ever, Hamlet. I mean, is that not perfect for a miniature pig? It doesn't get better than that. And Hamlet doesn't go to the ocean like Kingsford did. He just walks down the stairs, but it is just as cute.
All right, let's listen to the teeny weeny piglet making his way down the stairs. He's getting his reward at the bottom is oatmeal. It even sounds cute.
Yeah, even just the sounds are adorable.
So what is this whole thing about the teacup pigs? They're just adorable and small?
They're teeny weeny and adorable, and everything they do is cute because they're in miniature. It's like having a moving My Little Pony only in pig form.
So from piglet sequels to movie parody sequels, the film Battleship was a bomb. Anyone heard of it? Crickets?
Heard of it, yes. Saw it, maybe not.
But has given rise to a pretty much a universe of internet memes.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the movie was actually developed so that the internet crowd would have something to ridicule, which they did in full force, starting with the movie posters. One of the posters they had, the official poster, showed this sort of tough military-looking dude. He's gazing out. You see him from behind. He's looking out of this battleship deck, staring at the ocean, and out of the ocean comes this villainous robot alien, and the parody posters replace the robot alien coming out of the ocean with board game characters. So you'll see the guy from Operation, you know, the one who's missing the funny bone, he's and the red nose. He's coming out of the ocean. Or Rich Uncle Pennybags from Monopoly.
The
tagline for the Monopoly poster is great. The battle for Earth begins at Go.
What do these people do with their time? Well, I guess we know. And in the spirit of turning games into films, there's a spate of fake trailers for the 1980s video game The most addictive
the
ever,
best.
Tetris.
We're looking at an extinction level event.
You created them! You can destroy them!
No!
It's inevitable.
How do I stop them?
Tetris coming to the internet near you. I mean, you're basically looking at giant Tetris blocks falling out of the sky, but fake movie trailers have become kind of a cottage industry, especially for video games. Last year at South by Southwest, there was this little short film done. They took the plot line of Super Mario Brothers and made it into like an indie romantic comedy. So, you know, Mario's sort of jonesing for mushrooms and he's hallucinating that the guy who's dating the prince, you know, that the princess isn't actually a princess, that she's dating this, you know, Bowser, who's actually a monster and all of this. A lot of these films are made by students. I mean, they're probably the only ones who have the time on their hands, frankly.
We used to make mixtapes.
Exactly. You know, we didn't have time for all of this jargon and all this stuff. The film students, graphic students, this is actually kind of like, you know, if you can get the viral video, that's like your portfolio right there. Oh, you're the guy who made the Super Mario movie? You're the guy who made that Oregon Trail film trailer? Great. You're hired, right? So that's become sort of the stock and trade to make these 3-minute movie trailers of video games or some cultural reference and then hope that they go viral.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, on the web this week, a lot of Ray Bradbury tributes, but another video that reminded us of a word of mouth conversation with science fiction writer Dennis Cass. He was writing about the future of robots. Now, he predicted that the hardest working robots of the future are going to be doing elder care. Now, there's this video of a robot designed to be there at the end of life. Let's hear a clip.
Hello, Susie. I am the last moment robot. I am here to help you and guide you through your last moment on Earth. I am sorry that your family and friends can't be with you right now, but don't be afraid. I am here to comfort you. You are not alone. You are with me.
I don't know that I'd find that comforting.
I kept waiting for the last moment robot here to say, you will be assimilated. You know, the robots are getting into healthcare all over the place, but do any of us really want the last words we hear on Earth to be, I am the last moment robot, I am here to guide you through your last moments on Earth?
That makes me a little sad, actually.
A little bit.
All right, so something a little less creepy. Something that all of us can relate to, the Mr. Rogers remix that everyone's talking about.
Yeah, this is by Symphony of Science. They did the remix of Carl Sagan not so long ago, and now they've turned to your favorite neighbor and mine. This is a slightly psychedelic trip through Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, and it's everywhere on the web.
Okay, well, I'm, you know, as you can see, I've got my little plimsolls and cardigan on, and we really want to thank you for being our digital neighbor.
Oh, thanks, neighbor.
All right, let's hear him.
Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button. is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have. Did you ever see a cat's eye?
Mr. Rogers for the New Age. Brady Carlson is NHPR's All Things Considered host and social media megamind. For links to all of these finds from the web and what they all mean, go to wordofmouthradio.org. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. So stay with us. Coming up, a daughter's search for the dad she never knew, using his own words as clues to her journey. That story when Word of Mouth continues.
You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.